This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
The internet, the power of the internet, the power of the internet to bring this show, Roberta's Radio, heritageradionetwork.org, the power to bring it to you, to stream it live, to archive it, the internet. I'm your host.
Online.
Eric. I'm your host, Eric. I'm a tech pimp. That's right. I found the glory of the internet. And now we're moving this show into a hyperdrive. Try to keep up with us tonight. Roberta's Radio, heritageradionetwork.internet. On my journey, almost always, Dr. Michael Zoman.
Hello. I'm on one.
That's right. The internet. He took 1.5 internets before he came.
I'm on one. Let's do this.
He came on the internet. And now we're here. I've learned about the internet extensively, very quickly too, I might add. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hold your applause, please. Now I'm a tech pimp. I know everything there is to know about the internet. Ones, zeros. I know them both. And I know how they move. And I've asked Dr. Michael Zoman to come on a magic trip with me through time via the internet.
And when he asked me, I said, my name isn't Michael, but I will go with you anyway.
That's right. You did say exactly that. It's in a garage in an undisclosed location.
So we're back in the Heritage Radio computer lab.
That's right.
I'm sure you remember the bed music from the computer lab from last week.
From last week, when I found out all there is to know about the internet. Tonight we go back via the internet in time to a place where we will kill the old Eric that used to walk the earth and not know anything about the internet. And I will assume his position, his role. Dr. Michael Zoman, let's go.
Let's get in this thing. It looks like
it's a 74 Stingray.
It looks like a British telephone booth.
Crossed with a 74 Stingray.
Yeah, like someone cut the roof off a 74 Stingray and put a British telephone booth.
That's exactly what it is. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's travel through time.
That's right. Via the internet, the most powerful thing on our planet. Relax, dude. Relax. Done this 1,000 times. In a minute. We're going back. We're going back to Lit Lounge. Early 2000s. Circa early 2000s.
We're going so fast!
That's right. That's how the internet travels. Quickly. Efficiently.
The access code.
We're almost there. I know. Have some corn nuts. Have some corn. All right, we're there. Did you try the corn nuts?
No, I didn't. I was busy screaming.
You're gonna need a little bit of protein for this.
So where are we? Is it second and 11th?
We're at second. We're pretty close. Between 5th and 6th. We're second half between 5th and 6th Street in the Village. Getting on the east side of the village.
After we complete the mission, let's go to Mahmood's because it's still there.
Actually, it moved two doors down now. I noticed it finally.
Oh, it's
now
still
that
there.
I've been doing my sojourns from Essex.
I called.
And Delancey.
I called the number and no one answered to try to investigate. Sorry.
It's wide open.
Sidebar. In the current time,
yeah,
it seemed like Mahmood's had closed.
It did, but it actually moved two doors down and kind of changed its look, and it has a giant awning now. But now we're here. We're going to go into Lit Lounge. We're going to get carded, even though we definitely look old enough to be here.
Right.
And we're going to hang out with Moby. We're going to hang out with one of the Olsen twins, and we're going to hang out with Kirsten Dunst. And then And then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Let's get in this bar.
Let's go in there.
Let's go in there. Let's hang out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. That's right. Oh, yeah. Let me get, hey, oh, yeah, man. What's up, man? No, yeah. Yeah. Let me get one Budweiser. Cool, man. Thanks. How much? Oh, no charge? Yeah. That's cool, man.
How much
that's
is
cool.
mine? $3?
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Look. That's,
oh, wow.
That's Jake Fogelnest over there from Score TV.
Yeah, it sure is. I think Rob Sheffield's here, too. Oh, wow. There's Moby. I knew he'd be here. He's always here. All right. Cool, man. This is great.
This is great. Have you ever been in the basement here?
I have. I smoke in the I used to smoke in the basement all the time.
You can still smoke down there. Well, now.
Well,
in
now,
the past,
in the past.
And also,
via the internet.
It is terrifying down there, like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Let's go check that out.
Yeah, let's go check that out. Let's go walk down these stairs into the basement of Lit Lounge, circa early 2000s, early to mid 2000s, let's say. Yeah.
Well, definitely. I think we're in 2001. Well, that's what my clock. My watch reset itself to 2001.
Oh, yeah. Close.
I have a Seiko watch, so.
It's close.
Yeah.
I have the greatest watch money can buy.
What's
an internet watch?
A rooster.
A rooster? That's like having a chicken on your hand.
Oh,
that's
dude,
ridiculous.
Check it out. Here's Max.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Max?
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You here for the show?
Yeah, man. We were definitely here for the show. Yeah. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. And I'll see you guys in a minute.
Okay.
It's really cool, though. Here, hold my cigarette.
Hey,
here.
I guarantee
Dr. Michael Zoman,
someone's
going to
be doing cocaine in the bathroom here. 100% guaranteed.
All right. Yeah. I'll be back in a second, guys.
Man, this club is pretty off the chain, right, Mike?
What?
Hey,
yeah. This is crazy, man.
I'm having a really good time.
Yeah. Who else is in here?
Is that Beck?
No. No, it's not.
It's not Beck. It's not. No, it's not. That's the guy from the Moldy Peaches.
It might be.
Adam whatever.
Green.
Yeah,
Adam
that's him.
Green. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, we need one more flush in here. Jesus. It's a mess in here. One more flush.
All right, I'm going to check under the stalls here. I think he's in this one. Max, you know what we've come to do today.
It's time.
Guys, it's done.
Eric.
It's done. We got to go. Guys,
no, you got to go do it.
I already did.
No, you got to go do it.
I just
there's all these sound effects that he had lined up.
Well,
so
then
you're not
okay.
Doing this
right. Then I'm gonna do it again.
Okay,
I'm gonna do it again just because I have to. Let's do it.
Go,
Eric.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna hold him down.
Hold him down.
Mike, lay on his legs.
Let's do it. Quicker. You guys are taking
He's bleeding out. Don't worry.
Come on.
Okay.
Put his neck over the toilet.
Flush the toilet again.
Put him in the toilet.
Just jam him in there.
Put him in the toilet.
For those of you following along at home, Eric just murdered his old self.
The old self who did not know about technology.
Now Eric's shoving his old dead body into the toilet because it's a piece of shit.
What
did you say?
It's a piece of trash.
Oh, it's a piece of trash.
I would never say that word on the radio.
It's a trash vessel.
I meant a piece of feces.
Feces.
A fecal vessel.
Yeah. We got rid of him. We got rid of him because he had to go because he didn't know about the internet. And if he would have continued on the path he was on, then he would have bungled this whole master plan that I now have. New Eric. Eric with a C. C stands for computer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because I'm into the internet. I'm a tech pimp.
Check this out. Speaking of the internet, I'm looking at my phone here. There's already a post on the Buddyhead message board about Eric's funeral.
There's no way you could have gotten that because your phone wouldn't have had that type of internet.
Dude, it's
browser.
A psycho phone. It works in all times.
You brought your phone from the future back here?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I did. And look, it says here on this
you
Buddyhead
know what I
message
do?
Board.
Put mine on airplane.
We just can't let anybody else that, from this time right, period
they
see.
Already know
we gotta
been,
go.
They already
we gotta
know
go.
You've been killed. Your
we
funeral's
go.
Tomorrow.
Guys, we gotta go. coast.
Where are we going?
Away from.
Let's go to Lux.
Let's go to Artichoke.
Have you ever been to Williamsburg?
Wait, let's go to Artichoke Pizza and then go to Output.
Let's go see a show at Galapagos and then maybe hit North 6 and, you know, we could go to Rosemary's.
What about
eating some giant beers and walk through McCarran Park and drink
them? Also, this new bar, Daddy's, just opened.
Yeah, we could go there.
Also, I heard this bar, Turkey's Nest, is pretty cool about you taking margaritas to go.
Yeah, it's totally cool. Yeah,
but it's like a towny bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Park is also dangerous still.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we want to go hang out there.
Oh, yeah. I do like danger.
A bunch of kids beat up my friend Gregory the other day while he was reading a book.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It's dangerous over there.
Well, yeah. Nerd. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go back to the where are we going?
We're going to the funeral tomorrow morning.
My funeral tomorrow morning. Oh boy, we better go get stinking drunk and sleep in some loft somewhere over on Kent Avenue, Kent Street.
Cool. Let's sleep in.
We
Tompkins
can sleep
Square
at Death
Park.
By Audio.
Yeah, let's just go sleep in. Is Glasslands open yet?
I don't think so.
Let's
Never
sleep
heard.
In Needle Park.
No. Sharp.
All right, you know what we should do, actually? Let's just time travel till tomorrow.
Should we do that now?
Yeah, let's time travel real fast.
Okay, all right,
Lock
let's go.
In. I'm
Jump
ready
back
to roll.
In. Are you guys ready?
I got a little buzzed
Max,
up.
Max, it hurts.
Max
get ready.
Max is coming with us. Come on, Max.
I'm ready. Lock me in. Let's do it.
You're all still right. My best friend, Max, even though I killed the old Eric that you loved as a best friend.
All right, I'm putting
I'm
in the destination. Let's
I don't
fire
know
up
about this computer, Eric, but I'm ready to do it.
Let's fire this time machine up. I put in the destination tomorrow.
Fire it up.
Hit me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, here
about.
We go.
Why don't you guys have some corn nuts? You're going to need a protein boost. Have some corn nuts.
It's separating my septum!
Have some corn nuts, guys. I'll do a little sparkling. Have a little sparkling.
Ripped me in half.
Oh my god.
Okay.
That hurts so bad.
Here we are at the cemetery that's down south of Park Slope.
Why did we do that to only go 12 hours? That was the most painful thing of my entire life.
Cool. That's called the after effects of being at Lit Lounge.
Everyone, find your seats, make yourselves comfortable. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to celebrate the passing and to mourn the passing of one Eric Horsebang. I'm sorry, I'm seeing Horsebanger on this index. Eric Shortfinger. The Right Honorable Reverend Benjamin presiding over these ceremonies, bringing us together to bask in the glory that once was and has now so tragically faded in the bathroom basement of Lit Lounge while the Strokes played. I hope it was a good set. I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. I couldn't be there. I had another ceremony to officiate. By the
it
power
was okay.
of...
It was pretty good. I mean, I haven't really liked a rock band in like 5 or 6 years. So.
I heard they're revitalizing New York rock. I'm told that they're bringing a new spin on the Dead Boys to the scene contemporarily.
It's like a new Stiff Bader.
You heard right. That's
Am
great.
I correct?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's cool.
Stiff Bader has a cover band for the Strokes.
I once made out with Stiff Baders at the Liquiteria in the Lower East Side back in the No Wave days, as a matter of fact.
This guy's cool, man.
Yeah, this guy is cool.
Thank
That's
you very much.
Preacher is cool, man.
Let's stay on track, though. We have a funeral to get through before we can go get stinking drunk somewhere. I've brought with me my sacred serpents, vessels for the Holy Spirit to enter into, and we can sanctify and transmogrify the venom into a sweet liquor that we will drink together in remembrance of our fallen friend, Eric Horsefinger, whatever it is. I'd like for a few of his friends to say a few words of remembrance for him. I'd like to call to the stage immediately Dr. Michael Zoman. Why don't you come up on the stage? Take one of the here. Take this python. He's been defanged. It's okay.
Okay. He's squeezing my arm pretty tight.
It's the sacred vestment of my church. The fourth honorable Pentecostal
tight.
Snake handling
very, very
congregation.
Tight.
He'll do that. Don't worry.
Okay.
He's been defanged.
Okay. I'd like to thank you all for being here today. I want to quickly thank everyone in our large, loving community who've helped us in so many ways over the past weeks.
No. Your takes help, a while sometimes.
I'm sorry. I mean over the past night is what I meant to say. Your help, your conversation, your laughs, and your hugs have kept our family strong during this time of grief.
Amen.
Eric Penis Breath Horsebanger. What did you call him? Dad? Brother? Dickwad? Uncle Dickwad? Just Dick? Just Wad? Something else? He was called so many things by so many people. I was lucky enough to be his vague associate, and he will always be Tall Bitch to me. The void created by Eric's sudden throat slashing in the basement bathroom of Lit Lounge is still hard to grasp. Killed tragically in his middle age, in that terrifying basement. He was someone we took for granted that he would be around for much longer. His laughs, his yelling, his stink. I can still see his smile and thumbs up, his long red hair blowing in the wind.
Is it red? It's like a strawberry blonde, if anything.
Red as the sunset over a Carolina estuary.
We all know what Eric truly loved in life. Cigarettes, beer, and rock and roll music.
Amen.
And hopefully fate has sent him to hell, which he would surely prefer to heaven.
It probably has.
Thank you.
Well, those were kind words, and those were touching words from one Dr. Michael.
I'm going to cry.
Zoman. Save your tears for the end, please. Save your applause and the tears for the end. After another paragraph.
I love that. Save your tears.
Of kind remembrance.
That's great.
From one who I'm told was a friend, a best friend, if you will, to our dearly departed Eric Shortfinger. Thank you so much, Max.
I think it's actually pronounced Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. I didn't know they were related. That's very cool. Anyway, Max, best friend, please ascend to the stage. I have a reticulated python for you to don as the sacramental vessel of this ritual which we are about to conduct here.
Thank
if you,
you
could
Reverend
just slide ben. That over. Slide that over. Yeah, don't let her. She's ovulating right now, so don't let her get too excited. I couldn't find another one. Max, do you have some words to say for your best friend, your dearly departed friend?
I do. And in honor of Eric, I would like everybody here to snap it up for a moment.
Magnificent. We'll be slamming this eulogy
his
then.
His favorite form of expression, slam poetry.
I could snap it up with the best of them.
Thank you, Reverend Ben.
You're welcome.
Dr. Zoman, that was a beautiful eulogy.
Thank you. You want me to play this bongo while you do this poetry?
I would love for you to play a bongo right now while we do this poetry.
Let me see what I can do. Hold on.
Feel free to play the bongo whenever you like.
Gotta stretch my fingers a little bit.
Just crack them. Yeah, there we go.
It's just one bongo, unfortunately.
It's okay.
That's all we can afford.
Play it in a staccato pace so that nobody knows.
Okay, let me try again.
This is a low-budget funeral.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
It's the way he would have wanted it.
It's the way he's going to have it. Eric, you were, without a doubt, my best friend. A man, nay, a god that I could rely on in times of trial and tribulation. You shared with me so many times of difficulty and brought me through.
Amen.
The trauma that I have undergone in my life has been sated by you. Eric, spelled E-R-I-K, not with a C, for those that you know. E is for exuberant, for the brightness that you brought to our lives. R, revolutionary rock and roller, for those bass lines that you slapped when you held your bass so high. I is for irreplaceable, because for you, my heart will always yearn. There is an empty spot.
Remember him?
There is an empty spot that can never be filled. And K is for kind, because if anything, you were a gentle soul who nurtured small cats and dogs and friendships, and those of you who could not find a place in this world could find your spot next to Eric by his side. For those of you who don't know, I am Eric's best friend. And this is a time for me that I find incredibly difficult. And although this python at my arm is comforting, I could use a hug after the funeral from all of you.
Well, there's no hug like a snake hug, I'll tell you that much.
What about a bear hug? Right, Honorable Reverend Ben.
I'm rather averse to mammals, personally. I'm told that a bear hug is a pleasant sensation, but snakes don't maul, they envelop, and I find their warmth comforting.
Hey, if it pleases everyone, I'd like to say a few words. You know, maybe some of you guys don't know me so good. My name's also Eric. It's with a C. C stands for computer. But yeah, I went to, I lived a couple towns over from him, and we went to camp and stuff a few times. I'd just like to say something, you know. If it pleases everyone, will it please everyone?
It certainly pleases the Right Honorable Reverend Benjamin.
It's hard for me to say whether or not it will please me, because I don't know what you're going to say.
I feel like it doesn't please me at all, because I don't really like you.
Your uncanny resemblance to the departed is very unsettling.
You know, we've been getting that our whole lives.
Okay.
Do you think
we went to summer camp for a couple of years. We grew up a couple towns over from each other.
This doppelganger is agitating my snake, so I'll give you a smaller one to dawn.
I heard that this Eric and the other Eric had the same dad.
No, that's not
the
true.
The Crypt Keeper. From HBO's Tales from the Crypt.
We used to get that joke in camp all the time, too. We always thought it was the funniest joke. And people were always telling us that we look so much alike and...
And that you look so much like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, and that too. And, you know, people were like, oh, do you ever watch Dream on HBO? Because it's right before Tales from the Crypt. And I was like, yeah, totally, man.
And they're like, do you watch Arliss, the hour-long block of Arliss that's on right after?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's continue to
Delaney
your
Sanders
foolish.
Show, you know. Like maybe...
Let's continue to your eulogy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I
just want to, like...
Your dad is here.
Dearly beloved, the Crypt Keeper, I'd like everyone to welcome...
It's time for you to speak.
This is so exciting.
After the break.
I just want to say really quickly... I just want to say really quickly about Eric with a K, who is no longer with us, that it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. And
I agree.
You know, that's all I want to say. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Check out.
And,
you know who else
for
is here?
Me.
Yoda is also here.
Oh, Yoda from the Foot Locker store? I know that guy.
He was one of our best customers for
best he was perhaps customer.
Well,
come
purchase
on, man.
Many cubs.
That guy who else is here, Kermit the Frog, is also
let's
here.
Let's go to the break.
Well, I'll get back to you guys here. After we come back from the break.
Ah! name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Okay. So we're back. Eric had to leave. Eric with a C had to
Eric
leave.
With a C had
computer
to
computer Eric had
computer,
to go.
The computer,
the C stands
one.
For computer.
And now we stayed the night, and now we're going to time travel to wherever Eric, the future Eric, lives.
Palm Springs, I believe he
Palm
said
Springs,
to me
yeah.
earlier.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, Palm Springs.
There's literally no way we could have known that, but that's fine.
Well, I talked to him after the ceremony.
He slipped me a note on his way out in case we wanted to continue.
I don't know if you've
friendship.
Ever seen the Back to the Future trilogy, but this.
What is that?
No I have no idea what that is.
So anyway, let's go to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
hop in my 1967 Shelby. Let's drive there.
This time traveling yeah. experience is much more pleasant
this
than the last
so
one.
This is so gentle.
It's not as
the last
painful.
One was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
God. Also, we decided that the Right Honorable Reverend Ben was cool, so he's coming with us too.
My zyphosternal junction.
Oh, have some corn nuts.
Why is the Crypt Keeper here?
I don't know. I didn't invite him. Did you?
No, I didn't. I'm fucking. Oh god.
Eric's dead. Go away.
Oh my god. Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ, that hurt. What was that? Ugh.
Ooh, it's hot in Palm Springs.
God, it's really hot here, and that was miserable. How do y'all do that?
Hey, what's up, Eric?
It's Palm Springs in California or Florida?
First things first. Reverend, don't use the Lord's name in vain. That's unbecoming of you.
Okay, all right. You know what?
And secondly, welcome to Palm Springs.
Nice.
Welcome to my compound. It's sick, right?
It seems like things have changed for you.
Are we in Palm Springs, California or Florida?
I'm sorry, there's only one.
I wasn't aware.
So what I did, because I'm Eric with a C. C stands for computer.
But you also have a house in Hollywood, Florida.
Yes, I have a house
not
in Hollywood,
California.
No,
Hollywood,
exactly.
Florida.
And one in
so
San Francisco.
So what I did
Chicago.
Was what I did was I cut the tip off of Florida. I said, let's get rid of that. I'm a tech pimp now.
Where all those Cuban people live, right?
No,
that.
Whoa.
Like,
God
hey,
almighty.
Man.
Whoa.
Viva la raza,
that's
baby.
What he didn't like.
No you know what I did? Jose. You know what I did with it? I moved it down there so they had more square footage.
Yeah,
who's
closer
they?
To Cuba.
That's
more
considerate.
More
who's
land
they?
Mass. No, I, we are in Palm Springs, California, Max, my best friend.
Thank you.
I want you to be here. I have a room set up for you.
Yeah, that's cool. Whatever.
I have a confession to make before we...
Reverend, please feel free to...
We're supposed to be confessing to you.
Okay, well, here's the thing, though.
No, it's fine. In this time, he can confess whatever he wants.
It's not fine,
I'm
though,
I'm a tech
because
pimp. I'm Eric with a C.
Guys...
C stands for computer.
You guys seem really chill. Computer Eric, you're the most tech-savvy
so,
person I've ever seen.
Computer Eric doesn't seem so chill to me.
I don't really do. I'm a really cool guy.
He's got a C on his hat, too. Like, he's showing it off that he knows what the internet's about
computer.
Now.
It's true.
Cool.
I'm not a reverend, you guys.
You're not
first,
irreverent?
I'm not. I'm not the Right Honorable Reverend
You're not
Ben.
Irreverent?
My real name
no,
is...
No, he is a reverend, but he's not a reverend.
I'm trying to be very reverent right
Are you
now
irrelevant?
Because I'm confessing a dark secret to you guys.
Irreverent?
Guys...
My name is Benjamin, all right? I'm not a Christian. I'm not a snake. I mean, I do handle snakes, but
You're
I'm not a snake
not a
handler.
Snake?
I'm not a
snake.
No
not
one
a snake.
Thought you were a snake.
He's not a snake, and but he handles them.
Maybe
I do
a lizard
them.
Person, but not an actual.
Hold on.
No, I don't
on.
Do lizards.
Hold
I don't
on.
Do lizards.
Guys,
snack manager.
JPJ, let's have a party moment. Dial up a party moment. Let's have one and just chill out for a second. Because I'm Eric with a C. C stands for computer. Let's have a party moment. We're in Palm Springs in my
cool,
compound.
Chill guy
could it also stand for chill?
To chill?
Yeah. Okay, this
oh,
is
yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fine.
Party moment.
Is this Huey Lewis or is it
nice.
Jay Giles?
I think it's Sex Pistols. Yeah, party moment. Palm Springs, baby. I got an infinity pool and back and a ton of bathing suits I don't wear. So you guys want to jump in, like, feel free to change. Like, I got nachos coming.
Hey, you know what? Would you mind if I went and whipped up a little chicken tartare for everyone to enjoy?
Actually, that sounds great, man.
Do you have any raw chicken?
I have a team of chefs. I have a fully loaded farm.
I
want
to do it. I like to do it.
I got a farm and a refrigerator,
so I can get my hands on some raw chicken to chop up.
I'm Eric with the C. C stands
Eric with the C. Will you fire up that blender you have with, like, the motorcycle handles on it to make some really sick margaritas?
The one that's powered by Jimmy Buffett?
The one that's powered by that Buffett.
I just have him on a bicycle in this room over here. Check it out, man. I'm a tech pimp.
Do you guys think
Eric with the C. C stands for computer. It's chill.
Let's fire it up, man.
Do you think you guys could have your guys whip up some? I've been having some ideas for nachos in Provence style. You think you can whip that up? Maybe?
I have one of the best Provence chefs in the world, and I brought him here because I'm Eric with the C. C stands for computer.
Is it Carmine a piece?
The C stand for Carmine.
No, the C stands for Carmine.
He taught me my chicken tartare recipe.
Did he really?
It's raw chicken. It's raw eggs.
Let me go introduce you to my chef.
Let me go introduce you to my chef.
I got some snake eggs aplenty in my satchel here. Yeah, I got plenty of snake eggs.
Chicken tartare with snake eggs.
Hey, man.
That's fusion.
They're both
fusing two different animals together.
It's serpent fusion.
But they're both amphibians, so that's rad.
A chicken is not an amphibian.
Chickens can live underwater. I did some experiments with chickens back before I found the snake thing.
If you have a featherless chicken and you put it in water,
you got to pluck.
It is gross and looks like a lizard.
That's a KFC chicken.
You got to rip before you dip with a chicken.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah, pass that one more time, Jimmy Buffett. He's playing the guitar while he bicycles the power of the kitchen because that's his job now. So a couple of years ago, I met Jimmy in Key West.
When you were cutting off the part of the country where the Cubans live to ship it.
That's right. I wanted to go down there. I was like, we should move this.
We should move it back to Cuba.
We should move this and give them more land and give, like, everybody bigger, more space.
A separate nation state for Cubans.
Well, what I did was, like, you know the Aleutian Islands in Alaska?
Sure.
The Aleutian of Islands?
The Aleutian.
Are you talking about...
The land bridge, the former land bridge between...
The lights in the sky?
Aurora Borealis.
Yes,
I've seen that, too. I've done that, like, 8 or 9 times.
You're talking about the
illusion
of Aurora Borealis.
No, the Aleutian Islands.
What is
which
that,
was
like
formerly a land bridge between North America and Russia.
The Bering Strait land bridge
is right there. Yeah, so that's what I was like. I took a lot of inspiration from that because I'm always on Google Maps when I'm in the internet, which is constantly... And so I said, let's move it down there. And I met Jimmy. He was flying the plane that I took. We hired him on the spot. He
was
looked
it a
cool.
seaplane?
He looked really cool. It was a
pontoon.
Seaplane.
Pontoon? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a seaplane. We landed right on the water.
It was one of those planes that just has a giant fan in the back that pushes it into the air.
Yep.
You can land it in the swamp.
Yeah.
You mean a fan boat?
A fan plane.
I was
plane.
Like, hey, man, let it down plane. Easy. Sorry. Got a few bottles open back here. Yeah.
Boat drinks. Y'all were having boat drinks.
Yeah, well, boat
drinks. I mean, you were in a flying boat, but you were having boat drinks.
It's kind of like a boat in the air. A water plane.
Sure.
A water plane is a boat in the air.
Anyway. A celestial boat.
I just bought his catalog that night.
Wait, like all
like
of
enough.
Yeah, like all of his
enough of this.
Songs?
I love it. No, I just bought it. I talked to his publishing company. I just bought it.
You made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I made an offer to his publishing
company. Who publishes Jimmy Buffett?
Could.
Is it Penguin or Random House?
No, it might be Warner Chappell.
I think it's Epitaph.
It's pretty old.
Is it Relapse?
Know,
so it's got Relapse
it
now?
It could be Relapse. Relapse
Fight On, is that how you say it?
It might be actually, I think Dull Tools actually has their catalog now.
Nice.
I think it's Scholastic LLC.
Sacred Bones bought some of it.
Hey, do you mind if I say something to Jimmy Buffett? I've always wanted to say
He's right over there powering everything in the house.
Hey,
say
Jimmy
whatever
Buffett.
You want to
hey, Jimmy
him.
Buffett.
I do.
Yeah.
Can I has cheeseburger?
You know, you're the second person today who's asked me that.
That's great. I didn't actually want you to respond. Okay. Anyway.
You're about to get a knuckle that's sandwich
right.
instead
okay.
of a cheeseburger.
Yeah, can
that's
get this guy away from
burger
me?
You're going to get.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
Hey.
Get out. Get.
Hey.
Go.
Hey.
Go.
Hey.
Go.
All right, all right.
Go.
All right.
Stop it. Knock it off.
Hey,
go. Go.
It ain't nice.
Power the bicycle. Power the bicycle.
Hey, Eric's dad. Tell Jimmy Buffett to get out of here.
Hey.
China vapes in the cold.
Get out of here, man.
And because of AIDS and stuff. How are we all feeling tonight?
Wow, you guys are, you know what? Guys are cool,
I'm
man.
I'm feeling like if you don't shut up, Jimmy Buffett, I'm going to have to come over there and make you shut up.
I thought I was a parrot head, but Jimmy Buffett's a dick.
You know, that was a problem. After I bought his catalog, he got very angry. He was very bitter, and he didn't understand what I was trying to do for him. Because I'm a tech pimp now.
You should make him wear a live parrot on his head. Well, I would put him in his
place. I've been making him wear a suit of live parrots.
Nice.
And it's awesome.
You should have him drinking constantly. Always margaritas.
He's on an IV of Margaritaville.
Frozen margarita IV.
Can I get that involved? Is that cool?
Sure, whatever you want, man.
Burger in paradise.
I mean, if you want, I'll set a room up for you. It's my compound. We're in Palm Springs.
Like I would love that. Like you guys,
an opium den kind of situation where you lay down in the hospital
bed. That's in the basement.
You get the frozen margarita drip.
If I could just
mini Corona tipped into the top of the bag.
I also have a zipline on the fourth floor. I have a zipline. And it's sick if you guys want to ride it.
I just need like a couple days to figure my life out because this whole Reverend thing didn't really work out. And like, I don't want to give up my snakes, but I literally have no other idea.
Well, let's think about what you could do. You seem to have an affinity for lying and creating a whole false life for yourself.
Oh, I'm very good. I mean, I'm good at that. It kind of came crashing down around me when we traveled through that time vortex.
Have you thought about being a con man?
You seem adept at ruining your own life as well if there's a career in that.
Oh, absolutely. I can't make money.
You could stay here as long as you want.
Could I?
I got tons of empty beds. Bedrooms. Yeah, man.
I need
do whatever you want.
I need a place.
Please, people all day long.
I need a place to keep my snakes.
I'm a tech pimp.
This huge
Eric
house looks
see.
Full, but it is
hey,
empty.
He stands for computer.
Hey, Eric, would you mind going to the other room and getting us a few margaritas off of that?
I would mind actually. I'll have my waiter do it. Waiter.
Okay.
Hey, have this guy make me some chicken carpaccio too.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Hey.
You want it Margaritaville style?
No, I'll take it plain style,
okay.
Just barely cooked on top.
All right, waiter.
Crisp up the skin.
Waiter, let's do a round and some chicken carpaccio for my friend.
Hey.
Well, thank you, waiter.
Hey, guys. What do you think of Eric with a C?
He sucks.
I don't like
this
guy. He's
a total douche.
He's a fucking asshole.
I'm just happy
to
be here.
He's like a rich dick.
I've never met a guy that's more bougie than this dude.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
Did you notice that he wears his hat to the front
he
with the brim over his eyes?
About his zip line, like anyone gives a crap.
I noticed that he's wearing a hat with a C on it, which I guess stands for computer.
I mean,
yeah,
which seems like
old
a bit
Eric
much.
Sucked, but this guy
I'm
really.
I'm pretty over this dude. This dude needs to fucking go.
Is there some way yeah. that we can?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hey, you got that carpaccio.
What's up, Dad? My dad's cool. Man, he lives on my compound.
It's kind of freaking me out. The flesh is
falling
off
the
seas.
Yeah, it's
C
weird, man. This
computer.
Worm keeps coming out of his
eyes. I had to go answer the door and let some of my tech bros in. They're cool, though. I'm a tech pimp. They're tech bros.
Oh,
they kind of like do
oh.
what I say.
Hey,
but
what's
they'll
up,
do what
Chad?
You say because you guys, are, yeah, Todd's here.
Hey, is that the fireball rep that I see right there?
Yeah.
Is that him? Hey, well, what's up, yeah, dude? How are you? You're looking quite red today.
I have Fireball on tap here.
Oh, my God.
The ref has to come
fill
up
rules,
the keg.
Right?
Is it chilled?
Ooh, I'm just trying to want to get I gotta fill the keg one more time.
Oh, that Fireball rep is
I gotta fill the keg one more time, and then I can pay for my operation, so I'm trying to drink as much as I can.
He looks like a jelly bean.
As much as I can, I can fill it up, but he's
Mike and
Ike
Cinnamon.
Know
that. Yeah, he looks like a strawberry
Candy.
Jelly.
That guy
bean.
Is spicy.
That guy is a serious
problem.
Oh,
man, this is cool. Let's go out to my infinity pool in my driving range. I'm in Palm Springs, man. This rules.
Okay, cool.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
maybe
fine.
We should go sit in my bowling alley / movie room and watch a movie.
Is your bowling alley underground? Because, like, I need a place to keep these snakes that I brought with me through
dude,
time.
I put it on the seventh floor where everybody should put their bowling
ben.
Alley.
Bren, it's Bren, but that's okay.
Wrap a snake around this guy's neck right now.
Let's go in my elevator.
All
right. Let's go in my elevator right up to
yeah,
the
yeah, you know
floor
what? That's actually a good idea. Let's get in the elevator.
Yeah, well, you go first.
Dr.
Zaman,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one of these snake skins, I'm going to wrap it around his neck, and we're going to strangle him in the elevator, and then we're going to get
all right,
the
guy's coming down. I like those old school elevators with the accordion gate and the attendant.
Right. Hey, Eric, come over here.
Otis,
come over here and stand by
company.
Me. You're a good friend.
Oh, Max, what's up, man?
Distract
I love you,
Max.
You're my best friend, man.
Oh, man.
I'm so glad you're here right now. Like, you're never out here anymore.
We're spending time band together ever like good friends do?
Since I became a tech pimp and
Dr. Zellman.
Eric with the C with Sam's
on
computer.
My mark. 5, 4, you know, you're three, not out as two, much. 1. Mark.
Do it. Max, get me a drink. I'm thirsty.
Drink your own shit, you bastard.
Oh, man.
Hey, Milky Ramone. I left a small salmon.
What was
what
that?
The hell?
Final word.
God, was that? That was. Those were his last words, and I'm glad that they were unintelligible.
Oh my! That was crazy. Oh,
that was nuts. All right, so
we got to go back in time and get the old.
Do we
Eric
get
back.
The old one? Is that
yeah?
What
this
is
new Eric.
Can I come with you guys? Because I literally have no plan right
hell
now.
Hell yeah!
You know. 88 miles per hour.
Forget the church, man. It's
I can't go back to the church. There's no way. I got all these. I just have to figure out what I'm going to do with all these snakes. And like,
oh, I know a guy who owns a pit, and he's got to fill it up with something. So maybe we'll figure it out.
Hey, can I fill?
Hey, it's me, old Eric.
How did you get here?
What? How did you get here?
My best friend.
Here's
what's
what
up?
Happened.
Wait, are you not?
I love you, man.
Here's what happened.
I missed
Max,
you so much.
So good to see you. I know. I've been hiding in the
Eric
bushes
with
for like
a C is the
15
worst.
Years.
Just oh, that's
waiting
how that works.
For your moment.
You just I'm
waiting for someone
so
else
look,
to kill him.
Look,
you look great for having lived in the bushes for like over a decade. Was,
did you claw your way out of your own grave?
No,
you're covered in leaves and dirt. And
no, let me tell the story.
Oh, great.
Dad, go
thanks,
away.
Dad. I'm glad you're here. I love you.
I'm not glad he's here.
Love you, Pops. I was hanging out in the bathroom of Lit Lounge with Moby and one of the Olsons and Kirsten Dunst, and they were like, yo, this is what I heard on the internet. It was probably like Perez Hilton or something. What was before that? And they said that this guy was coming back from the future to kill this dude. And it happened to be me. And I was like, fuck, man, me? I'm sorry, I cursed. Me? Little old me? And so what I did was boned up on my internet. And I was cramming. I was doing like the mini thins. I was doing
white crosses.
Whatever, yeah, I was doing whatever we had in the early to mid 2000s.
Black Betty's.
Sparks.
I crammed on the
he
internet.
Was chugging
sparks.
I somehow got projected into the future, and I saw this other version of me with a C, right? Like, that's lame. The C doesn't stand for computer. It stands for...
Chode.
Crap guy. Chode.
Creep.
Crap guy, whichever one.
Creep.
Yeah.
So,
Crudmeister.
Craps in his pants on purpose because he's...
I went further into the future
cougar,
than anyone could
Trump.
Go and built a duplicate of myself and sent it back to Lit Lounge. And then I was hanging out at Lit Lounge also, but I was just like hanging out in the little alcove in the basement.
In the green
very
room?
Very dark.
No. It's not green.
I know the alcove. Yeah, I know
the alcove. My girlfriend once got really drunk there, and then she just laid in that alcove for maybe an hour or so, and then we left.
I mean, you just laid in some bushes for 15 years. So
that was the same night.
Glass houses,
it was in Palm
you know,
Springs,
like,
though, so it was nice.
And that was the same night that I saw Judge Johnny Culotti literally stand up and fall completely backwards straight into his back, holding a pint of beer and just pouring it all through.
Yeah. None of the beer went into his mouth. That is true. So I was just kind of hanging out, waiting, and here I am. We should.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
This guy's gone now, so that's cool. But if you guys want to like come over to my place and watch a movie, maybe we can watch.
Eric, where do you live now?
I'm over in Bed-Stuy, man.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right,
we can watch a movie pick of the week. Jeremiah.
Actually, I don't go south of Flushing, so maybe we can go to like a hotel in Williamsburg or something.
We can go to Bogart Hotel. It's right around the corner.
If you guys want, we can. I can get us a room at a spot. If you want to go, fucking throw a rager. Sorry, I cussed. Throw a rager.
I already lost a rager.
Yeah.
So, movie pick of the week: Jeremiah Johnson, starring Robert Redford, an old guy from history, like the 18 somethings. Goes off the grid, lives with a hermit, learns how to understand and build his own stuff, and trap his own food and make a living for himself because he doesn't want to deal with it. But then some drifters come through town, and they don't make it very nice for him. So check it out. You've been listening to Roberta's Radio, powered by the internet, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. Still. Like, see, that's what we did. We still twisted punk. It around, so we're still punk.
Still punk.
Catch us next week. We got to go.
For another exciting installment.
Tiki Bar's open. We won't talk about this next week. We won't do that. Tower of Power. Let's get out of here.
Tonight I'm all alone in my room. I'll go insane if you won't sleep with me. I'll still be with you. I'm going to meet you on the ice cream train. The ice cream train for a darker night.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Unfortunately.